From Spark and Anvil and Equation Quest, this is Flipper, in Chapter 1 of the Equation Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Flipper grew up by the sea. She did not grow up near the sea, in the way some children grow up in towns a few miles from the coast. She grew up on the sea. Her family lived in a small, whitewashed house that backed directly onto a harbor wall, and the harbor was full of fishing boats. And the fishing boats had sails, and the sails were made by Flipper's mother, who was the local sailmaker. Flipper's mother's sail workshop was attached to the house. It was the largest room in the building, large enough to lay out a full sail flat on the floor and walk around it. Flipper grew up in this room. She learned to read, sitting on a half-finished sail. She learned to count by counting grommets along a sail's edge. She learned, very early, that sails come in pairs of decisions, which way they catch the wind and which way they release it. This is the story of how Flipper became the reciprocal teacher she became. Sails, Flipper's mother taught her, are adjustable in a particular way. When the wind shifts from one direction to another, which it does often, near a coast, a sailor has to flip the sail to the other side of the boom. The wind that was pushing the sail to the right now pushes it to the left. The boat keeps going. The sail does the work in the opposite direction. This is technically a change of orientation. It is also, Flipper learned by watching, exactly how a sailor uses the new wind. The sail does not have to be different. It only has to be flipped. When Flipper was 13, her mother let her go out with a fishing boat for the first time. She sat near the boom for the whole trip, 6 hours, mostly quiet. The wind shifted 3 times. Each time, the captain, a quiet woman named Reef, called out, "Coming about," and the deckhands flipped the sail to the other side. Each time, the boat kept moving forward. Each time, the sail was the same sail. It had just been turned over. Flipper, who was 13 and quietly thoughtful, said to Reef on the way back, "The sail did not change. We just used it the other way around." Reef said, "That is one of the great pleasures of sailing." Flipper went home and wrote it in a small notebook her mother had given her. The notebook page said, "Sometimes you do not need a different tool. You only need to flip the one you have." She did not know yet that this principle had a name in mathematics. She did not know that the principle was called reciprocals. She did not know that multiplying by 1 over x is the same as dividing by x, or that flipping a fraction, turning 2/3 into 3/3, was a tool that algebra used to undo multiplication. She learned all of this later, when she was 19, at a small mathematics evening class her uncle had insisted she attend. The teacher wrote on the board, "To divide by 2/3, multiply by 3/3. Flipper raised her hand. She said, "Like flipping a sail." The teacher looked at her, slightly confused. Flipper explained. The teacher laughed for a long time. Then the teacher said, "That is the best explanation of reciprocals I have ever heard." Word got back to the Equation Quest Academy. Flipper was invited to come and teach reciprocals. She accepted. She still carries a small piece of folded canvas in her pocket, a scrap from one of her mother's sails, kept for sentimental reasons. She uses it in class. She unfolds it. She refolds it the other way. She says calmly, "This is reciprocal multiplication. The sail is the same. The orientation is different. The maths is the same." Children find this surprisingly intuitive. Children draw little sails in their notebooks. She still goes home to the harbor twice a year. She still helps her mother stitch sails. She still does not negotiate with the wind. Reef, the fishing captain, retired 10 years ago. She still drops by Flipper's mother's workshop occasionally for tea. She has, on 3 separate occasions, attended Flipper's classes at the academy as a guest visitor. Children are very impressed by a fishing captain. Reef tells them stories about coming about. If you ask Flipper what reciprocals are, she will reach into her pocket and pull out the canvas. She will unfold it. She will refold it the other way. She will say, same canvas, other side. That is, for Flipper, the whole lesson. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Flipper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.